If they won't change the filters, even when the indicator light comes on, we're going to have a Q&A inspector on the floor 24 hours a day. Go ahead and issue the blood recall. We're not letting people get sick. Everybody, take an hour and report back, okay? I have another meeting. Oh, hello there. No, it's fine. I know who you are. You're my new intern, right? You look just like your picture in the university paper. Oh, my. Don't be shy now. You must not have dealt with vampires before. When you don't have to sleep, you have more time to do research, and you don't have to leave something as important as a personal assistant up to chance. Oh, very important indeed. I need sharp young people around me. The world is always changing. Don't worry. I won't waste everything you've learned at college so far. This won't be a fetch-coffee kind of internship. I'll have you do some real work for me. Take meeting notes, collate reports, find me answers. All kinds of answers. Everybody thinks running a company means you know everything. And sometimes it feels like the opposite is true. Over 6,000 people work at Farm Positive, and I've only ever spoken to a few hundred of them. I need to know how they're doing their job, what problems they're facing, what's different between what they do and what they're told to do. You'll pardon my frustration. You don't own any stock in Farm Positive, do you? Good. Because we're about to issue a recall on synthetic blood. One of our facilities went 6 whole months without changing a specific filter, and we didn't even realize until the centrifuge broke from the stress. There haven't been any reports of sickness in Familia Maya, but we can be quite skittish about our blood supply. Speaking of which, I'm starving. Would you grab me a bag from the fridge? Why, yes, that's one of ours. You're holding a genuine Farm Positive, petri-grown vegan blood substitute, the Palm. Company policy. Yep, at FP we don't sell anything we wouldn't eat ourselves. If it's good enough to sell or donate, it's good enough for the executive suite. You know I wanted to call it the Apple instead of the Palm, but the legal battle to get the trademark. What? Just the Alucard location, ALC. Good catch, college kid. I thought all our corporate supply came from a different plant. Suppose you're right. If this is from the tainted facility, we'll have to toss it. Are there any others? All from the ALC plant. Ah, shame. Here's what I want you to do, intern. I want you to send an email to the facilities manager and tell her to double-check all the office supplies for affected product. And tell her my very savvy intern spotted the problem. Be very complimentary. I'm the boss, aren't I? Chop chop. You know, you seem like you're really struggling with this compliment stuff, and that's very strange, isn't it? You should handle them better, considering how often you must get them. Well, for starters, I want you to write that you're intelligent, careful, aware, good-looking. Maybe leave that last one out of the email. Yeah, that one's just for you. You are very good-looking. Eyes up here. Look into my eyes. I'm not going to hypnotize you. Unless maybe that's just what you want. What? Sorry. For a second there, I thought I lost you. I was just talking about how pretty you are. Well, yes, you are. You just don't know it, that's all. I think if you did, you wouldn't be so cute. That's it. Keep trying to think of something to say. It'll come eventually. Or it won't. And that'll be okay. You'll just notice that I'm standing a little closer to you. Mm-hmm. I'm quite tall in these heels, aren't I? Oh, that's all right. Don't look away. Just look into my eyes. Yeah, go on. Look into my eyes. You know, some people say I have kind eyes. You think they'd be red or obviously evil, but they're just eyes. And eyes can be quite beautiful. You can get lost in them. Yeah, you might just lose yourself if you look into my eyes. Ah, there you are again. Hi, it's me, your boss. You remember, right? You're here to work for me, and you're going to give me everything I want. I told you to get some blood for me. You can remember that, but now it's getting so hard to think. Oh no. I need a blood bag snack. Look into my eyes. Look deeply into my eyes. Oh, sweetie, I'm not blaming you. You're such a good assistant, so useful and pliant to my will. Do you really want to help me? Ah. I knew you were a cutie little banana muffin. It wouldn't be so hard to unbutton your collar and... Oh, snap out of it. Oh, intern. What were you thinking about? Were you thinking about taking your clothes off? Where did that idea come from? I think you're stressing about my snack break a little too much. You're so tense. Why don't you just relax for me? Look back into my eyes. Oh, now that's better. You want to relax for me? Now that I've ordered you to? That's not too hard, is it, to let that tension out of your shoulders? Let your eyes droop unfocused. That's better. Relax for me. Just those words, relax for me. They fill your whole chest. When you breathe in, you can feel how at ease you are. And then you breathe out, and even more stress leaves you. The relaxation is coming through your skin, and you are relaxed, skin deep. Then you are relaxed down to your muscle, relaxed down to your bones, relaxed all the way to the core of your spine. Your hands feel almost weightless, like they could rise up into the air without you noticing. So easy to just look into my eyes. and undo the first button of your collar. The second. The third. Your neck is so pretty. Oh, yes, it is. You're my pretty thing, my tasty juice box. It's going to feel two warm spots on your neck, tiny. And slowly, those spots are going to get bigger and bigger, and the warmth will spread. You won't be able to stand, but I'll hold you. Fall into my arms. There you go. Let me hold you up. You can go limp. I'm ready for you to drop. Drop when you feel my fangs. You can drop. That's it. You taste so good. Goodness me. Me, oh my. I thought I'd have just a sip, but I just had to eat you up, didn't I, darling? You're so yummy. Do you work out? Your blood has this underlying taste of, well, there's not an English word for it. I could just bottle you up. Maybe I will. We're always trying to get synthetic blood to closer match the real stuff. There's a deal in the works to acquire a small perfume company, and they're going to need samples of exactly what we want to recreate. Would you perhaps be interested in moonlighting for me as a blood model? That's the spirit. And I'm still holding you, aren't I? Naughty, naughty. What would HR say? Oh. Now that's a common misconception. Technically, I can do whatever I want to you, and it won't count as sexual harassment. I can suck your blood, stroke your hair, press you against my bosom, so long as I don't reward or punish you for your pliability. And I wouldn't do that to you. No, I really mean it. We can set up a clinic for you to donate blood in a sterile environment if you want, and I'll pay extra for that. It's up to you how we do this, sweetheart. But by my count, I've still got more than a half hour left on my lunch break, and your blood has me feeling quite frisky. Quite frisky indeed. Now I can walk you to your cubicle, and I'll see you at 1 o'clock. Or we can make sure that those blinds are closed nice and tight. That's the spirit. Couldn't help that. Didn't realize you'd be bringing the buns in turn. Lucky me. I've been under a lot of stress lately. I really need someone to just dick me down hard to get these wicked urges out of my system. Have you ever gotten an older woman to behave? It's harder than it seems. Although, you seem pretty hard yourself. Ah, you flatterer. I've got, what, 14, 15 decades on you? I really thought I'd outgrown these dalliances. Kneel. That's how we'll do this. Reach up. Push aside my dress. Grab my panties and peel them down. Slowly. I shaved once in 1927, and I've been smooth ever since. I didn't say you could stand up. Just kidding, little moth. It's okay. I'll tell you what I want. Is this your first time? Vampires aren't that different. Don't worry. We just have to start slow. That's all. Give me your hand. Oh, sweetie. I'm not going to bite. Your fingers have all those little bones in them. It's downright impossible to get a good bite. I'm just going to. Get them nice and wet. Now you can touch my pussy. Oh, pet. Now you are patient. I like how you rub my folds, not rushing to find my clit or push your fingers inside of me. Stand up. Stand up and kiss me. Closer. Don't you want to feel my breasts against you again? There we go. Oh, look at that. My ass is practically on my desk. Would be a shame if we just scattered my paperwork. No, baby. Keep fingering me. I want to be a bad girl. Make a mess. Then afterward, I'm gonna make you clean it up for me, sweet intern. Would that be wrong? Oh, oops. Looks like someone's handy with a reach around, though. Now you can touch my clit, grope my breast. I like exciting you. I can feel it every time my ass grinds on your cock. Makes me feel young to know how bad you want me. Do you want to please me? All I need is just a thing or two. One of them is easy. The other, well, I'm going to keep grinding against you and get it nice and hard. Kiss me on the neck. Kiss me hard. I want to feel your teeth scrape my skin, human. I want bruises from your lips. Yeah. Push my shoulder down. Bend me over the desk. God, I made such a mess of this desk. Are you going to take it out on me? Are you going to punish your boss for being such an inconsiderate bitch? Goddamn. I miss the feeling of a hand digging into my tummy. Lift my ass up. I'll spread my pussy for you. Now give me that railing I deserve. Oh, good boy. Oh, it's been ages. How could I forget how good a suck and fuck can be? Don't get the wrong idea. I've got a drawer full of toys to scratch my itch. Well worn from long hours at the office. No time to find a playmate. But so help me, synthetic doesn't hit the same as a real cock. Blood can be replaced. Getting my mound pounded, silly me. I needed this. Harder, harder. Oh, you can pin me to the desk. Oh, just like that. Keep me in place. Oh, sweetie. You're just determined to finger my clit, aren't you? Going hell deep inside me just isn't enough. So eager to please. Do you want to please me? Does that make you feel good? If you make me squeal and squeeze and come all over your cock, intern? Is that what turns your crank? Being a good little fuck toy who services my hole? Fuck that. No, you give me your cum. I want your load inside me. Right now. Do you understand me, young man? Right now. Fuck. Oh, I love a man in a tie. Something to grab on. Pull them close and snarl in their ear. You're fucking mine. Now, give it up for my pussy. Oh, baby. There you go. Just let it come out. And keep rubbing my clit. Don't you dare pull out. I'm gonna come on your cock. Still nice and hard for me. Messy little intern. On your fucking knees, my swine. Look at the pretty little mess you made inside me. Now clean it up. You heard me. Clean it up. With your mouth, preferably. Oh, yes. Now that's the ticket. Oh. You look so much more handsome when you're being an absolute slut. I suppose my bean could use a little polish after you manhandled it. How thoughtful. Lower, though. I want you to lap it up. And look up at me with those helpless mortal eyes. Will you do it? Taste us. Sweet, isn't it? Oh, this is going to be a fun internship. You might just make a career here. Sampling your blood by day. All for science, of course. And by night, sampling your everything. Your blood, your cum, your passion, your subservience. You make me feel like an absolute queen. You are a sweet thing. Relax. Don't be so tremulous. I'll stop squeezing your head with my thighs when I'm done talking. You do realize you don't have to be my little slut, right? I'd be more than happy to sexually harass you from afar. Admiring that ass while you fetch me coffee. All that. You can walk out of my office, wash the cum off your face, and we don't have to talk about this ever again. But if you dart that tongue into my pussy one more time, I'm not sure I'm going to be able to let you go. You devilish temptation, you. Now, decide. Oh. Oh, I love your energy. Yes, please. Oh, hush. You know you love getting sandwiched in my thighs. If you can talk, you can lick. Oh, like that. Don't think too highly of yourself. I'm always sensitive afterwards, prone to aftershocks of pleasure. Although, come to think of it, I don't usually come back to back. It's those hands of yours. I love the way you squeeze my hips. Like if you licked me any harder, you'd knock me on my back, and you don't want me to get away. Oh. Oh, now there's a trick. Oh, little circles are good. Like that. Keep doing that. Oh, you're a machine, honey. So very good at taking orders. A little softer. Use your lips more. Like that. Oh, yes. Like that. Oh, it's happening. Oh, I'm gonna come. Keep going. Look at me. Look at me when I come on your face. Watch me come. Wonderful. Pass me my panties. Now, that was an excellent working lunge. I feel like I've gotten to know you a lot better, slut. I need you to make dinner reservations. Caliban's, down by the water. No, silly. You won't find them on the internet. It's very private. Find them in my Rolodex, table for two, 7 o'clock. We'll need to get you something nice to wear. I have some old friends I can meet there, and I want to show you off.